find a new level of freedom. Get my new Power Thoughts devotional today.
New from Joyce Meyer, available now wherever books are sold or visit us online at joycemeyer.org. Thanks for listening today. Again, to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. Our series is titled Dominion, and we're going to continue in that series today, the book of Genesis, chapter 1. The bulk of our study has been out of the book of Genesis. And today our message is going to be God's release agreement. It'll make more sense to you as we get into the message. God's release agreement. For the most part, most of us at some point in our life, and maybe even now, have signed a lease to lease something. I don't know. I have a brother that used to lease cars quite a bit. Brand new cars. After 3 years, when the lease was up, he'd have to turn in the car. Could only put so many miles on it per year, but used it for a business. I want to give you a definition as we start. I want to give you a definition, the definition of the word lease. All right, lease, L-E-A-S-E. This is a simple Webster's Dictionary definition, but it means to loosen. It means to let go. It's a contract granting occupation or use of property during a certain period, but I want you to get this, in exchange for a specified rent. Okay, it means to loosen, to let go. It's a contract granting occupation or use of property during a certain period in exchange for a specified rent. It goes on to say that the term or duration, or it also means the term or duration of a lease agreement. It also means property occupied or used under the terms of a lease. All right, I want you to just get that in your spirit, the definition of a lease. All right, now in Genesis chapter 1, and we're continuing again in our series on dominion. In Genesis chapter 1, verse number 3, the Bible says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." In verse 6, "And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." In verse number 9, "And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so." In verse number 11, "And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so." Verse 14, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." In verse number 20, "And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven." Verse 24, "And God said, Let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and the creeping thing and the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. Now, what are we talking about here? In all these verses that we just read, we find that the manner in which God created the earth and established it was through decrees. In other words, things that God said. God said, and God said, and God said, and it was. So he created and established everything in the earth on or through decrees. All right? Now, I mentioned earlier that God has created man as well, not to question our original creation of man. The original creation of man was not for man to question, but rather to decree. In other words, to be like God in his image and after his likeness. If we delve into the whole story of Adam and Eve, it's interesting that God had to put Adam to sleep and then do a literal surgery on Adam in order to bring Eve forth, because Eve was on the inside of Adam. When we talk about Adam, we're not just talking about an individual, but we're talking about plural. So to me, and as I've studied that whole scenario, it was something that Adam was missing that God had to step in and do, because Adam, being created like God, could have spoken his bride forth. God had spoken at one time and said that it is not good that the man be alone. Adam wasn't lonely, but he said it's not good that he be alone. Only one other time do we see where God is creating in that chapter and God didn't say and he saw that it was good. It was when the atmosphere became habitable again, and this is when the evil spirits came to inhabit that dimension that God had cleared. That's the dimension in which we war. We refuse to allow the enemy to block us. I refuse to allow the enemy to try to keep anything from me that belongs to me. I have a covenant right, and I as well as you are authorized to take these things. That's why we cannot allow him to make us dull of hearing. Or, you know, sometimes problems can sometimes try to be so overwhelming that you're not hearing. Huh? Tell the devil he is a liar. Amen. I'm going to not only hear, I'm going to receive. Amen. I'm going to be changed from glory to glory. I'm going to grow this morning. I'm going to break through this morning. I'm going to take everything belong to me that God is offering me this morning in Jesus' name. You see, there were times where God would speak in the scripture, and to some it sounded like thunder. But others could hear. I don't want it to just sound like thunder. I want to hear specifically what God is saying to me. Amen? So we establish the fact here all through that first chapter of creation, God said, he decreed. Remember in Job 22:28, where it says, thou also shalt decree a thing. Is that right? Thou also shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon your ways. All right? So God established this in Genesis chapter 1. Now, God also created man to do also as he has done. If we could ever really get this in our spirit, and not just let it tickle our ears, but let it get into our spirit to where it causes us to act. You are God's offspring. You are born of a God seed. See, can't go there because, see, we're so busy with our problems. We're so busy with life, trying to just do life. And we acted like mere men, mere people, just kind of struggling in life like everybody else. No, you've been born again. You are a new race, a new breed of people. The struggles, internal struggles, mind games, identity problems. Sitting there thinking about how much money you don't have or need. Well, you're born of a God seed. The seed of Almighty God is on the inside of you. An incorruptible seed that will never die, that will never taste death, will never see death. Eternity's on the inside of you. All that he is, he put in his sons. God didn't make you to live any less than he is. We struggle in life, you know, being mistreated and, you know, things not working out. So what? It's all temporary. All this stuff that you see ain't the real deal, no way. The real deal is in the spirit realm. And so the devil who occupies that realm don't want you to understand and start acting like who you really are. Because see, if you utterly defeat him there, then everything will manifest here. The kingdom will manifest here if you defeat him there. But he keeps you bound there. Instead of making decrees, you ask questions. Why, God? Why? Why is not this and why is not that? Instead of making the decree. It took you a while to get in the mess that you're in. It takes you a little while to get out of the mess. But tell somebody, you can get out of the mess. You can change your environment. You can change some things. Hello? See, you got to use the right tool. And you got to hit the right target. And the enemy's good at trying to deceive you to make you think it's something else. See, a lot of people think, well, you know, that's just the way that I am. Yeah, no, that ain't the way y'all know. It's the devil. You need to recognize, no, that ain't the way I am. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I'm saved. I'm washed in the blood. I'm a new creature. So why this? But there's a tendency just to accept. And you just, you know, make it 99 and a half won't do. I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. Come on, I'll tell you, there's an awakening today. See, ain't none of this stuff new. It's just we're becoming aware of it. I said, we're becoming aware of it. Amen. The light is starting to shine on the devil. And all this stuff that we said was church. And all this stuff that we've accepted as our lot in life. Amen. God created man to do as he does. And that is to make decrees. See, not only is making decrees with your mouth, making decrees is with your life. Amen. Your body language. Amen. How you think. Amen. What you do. All those things need to be in line with your destiny. Amen. And not in a defeatist mentality.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 6 of our series entitled Dominion. Today's message, the release agreement. We are God's offspring. With that being said, we are to act like God acts. We are born of his seed. The devil's ploy is that the body of Christ does not understand who they truly are. The people of God were called to make decrees. God's word says that what we decree becomes established. In essence, it becomes a foundation upon which to build, establish, and fulfill destiny. Job 22:28 states, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.